Life from a secret location in the middle of Belfast city centre, fella. This is the Belfast Pubcast. I am the kid, Ryan. With me, as always, it's Rex Quando. Hi, Rex.
Hi, Ryan.
Our aim is to critique every bar in Belfast. And why are we doing that, Rex?
We are doing that as a service to you, the people of Belfast and outside of Belfast, so you know where to go, with whom to go, and whence.
The most important one, whence. All right, this week, in a change to your schedule broadcast, it's the Northern Wig.
The Northern Wig.
All right, so the Northern Wig is a bar housed in a historical building in Belfast. It's situated in the Cathedral Quarter, Rex, just north of the city centre. Did you know at various times during its history, it has been a gentleman's club, a newspaper, and it's currently the bar that is owned by the Botanic Inns?
I did not know that at all. So, gentleman's club? What kind of gentleman's club?
Yeah, well, the original Northern Wig Club was formed in Belfast in 1791 by the Society of United Irishmen. They met in various locations around the Bridge Street area in Belfast in 1795, various members including Wolfe Tone and Henry Joy McCracken. They met at Cave Hole to the north of Belfast, a meeting that was a pivotal step towards the 1798 rebellion. In 1819, construction began on the current Northern Wig building in Bridge Street, taking its name from the original club. The foundation stone was laid on St. Patrick's Day, and the building was completed in 1821 as a hotel and gentlemen's club. In 1997, it was bought by the Mooney family's Botanic Inns.
It's a bar since 1997, and now it's got statues of Lenin.
Yeah, the bar features a number of Soviet-era statues originally housed in the Prague Communist Party headquarters. They were commissioned to celebrate the Russian Revolution of 1917 in November 2012. The Northern Wig achieved notoriety when it refused entry to an ex-policeman for wearing a remembrance poppy. Now, you've been looking into this, Rex, haven't you?
Yep, it was not the first time that happened. Apparently, this happened both in 2012 and 2009. In 2012, it was a certain Mr. Cook who got refused entry, and in 2009, it was Mr. Milligan. And while he wasn't directly refused entry, he was asked to remove the poppy as it was a political symbol, according to the doorman. Then the pub owners apologized for this event and said that they would make sure that this would not happen again, and then it happened again. Admittedly, 3 years later, but it did happen again.
Tell us a bit more about the second time there.
A bit more about the second time. Northern Wig Bar apologizes after poppy wearer refused entry. This is the BBC article. The owners of a Belfast pub have apologized after a former police officer wearing a poppy was refused entry to the premises. Ted Cook has said he will not be returning. Following Saturday's interesting incident, Northern Wig has apologized. That's what it said before. Botanic Inns was investigating and was dismayed. Explained their policy that they do not deny entry to people wearing poppies. No malice aforethought with regard to what happened. Again, an apology. Mr. Cook being flabbergasted. Yeah, so that was that. That's a pretty good apology, I guess.
Twice.
But we were not refused and we worry, Ryan. Ever?
Nope. None of the times we've went there have we been refused entry. We haven't been wearing any contentious paraphernalia.
We haven't been wearing flowers on our lapels.
We have not. Rex, tell us about your first visit and any subsequent visits to the Northern Wig.
Okay, I've been in the Northern Wig now 3 times, I guess. First time was with you, and that was when we were on a mission to get a couple pubs off our list of visited venues and do some research for this podcast. So what we found out then was that the Northern Wig does some pretty good cocktails, and they are reasonably priced, at least at the start of the night.
Yeah, from 5 until 9 p.m. you can get them for £4, and then after that they jump up to £5.95. What was your favourite cocktail that they offer there?
I think it's a toss-up between the Archangel and the Stairway to Heaven. That's it. Stairway to Heaven, by the way, is a pretty good pub in Utrecht in the Netherlands as well.
Maybe we'll do a Dutch special.
I just might.
I think you should.
Belfast Pubcast goes Dutch.
Yeah. What's in A Stairway to Heaven, Rex?
It was pear-flavored vodka, apple liqueur, apple juice, and some lemon and cinnamon-flavored syrup. I didn't really get much cinnamon out of it, but it was enjoyable nonetheless. What's your favorite Northern Wake cocktail, Ryan?
I thought they did a very good whiskey sour. If you're a barman at all worth your salt, you'll know how to do a good whiskey sour. And talking about salt, they also do a very good margarita on the rocks with salt.
Okay.
I also tried a zombie. Again, a pretty standard cocktail. I wasn't really dying about that one, though.
Well, I've been in a Northern Wig one more time.
With Walter!
With Walter
Williams.
He was just visiting me over the course of a weekend, and I think I showed him a good variety of Belfast pubs. Northern Wig was one of them. I wanted to go to the Cathedral Quarter, so we had some food. I think we had food in barbecue.
Great spot.
Yeah. Then we had some pints in the Dirty Onion. We went to Duke of York, and then we went to the Northern Wig.
And tell me about the Northern Wig that night.
A Northern Wig that one night was pretty packed. Loads and loads of hen parties. Isn't it because Belfast has a pretty good pub culture?
One of the best.
That's why we are swimming in material over here. You want me to continue about that night I was at the Northern Wig with Walter?
Let's get as much information out of that as possible. What else? Okay.
Well, what happened when we got to the Northern Wig? We went upstairs because that was the only place where they had some room for us to sit. So we went up there, and the barman was a really nice guy. And when he found out that we were, and still are, Dutch, he talked like every guy I've ever met from the UK and Ireland who has been to the Netherlands about his time in Amsterdam.
And what did he say, Rex?
He said that he liked to go to Amsterdam to get high.
To get that sweet, sweet kush?
Yeah. He asked me for recommendations. What coffee shops would I recommend? And I said, well, you should go to one of the more out-of-the-way ones and avoid the Bulldog. Because the Bulldog is a chain, and it's basically the McDonald's of weed. That's what I told him. I don't actually know.
So I've got some Yelp reviews here from the Northern Wig. This one is from our friend Judith C., that we had on the last podcast as well, I seem to recall. I'm not really a fan of the Wig. It tends to be too busy at the weekends for me to enjoy it. Plus, it tries too hard to be trendy for my taste. Now, the food is something I can get behind. I really like going here for dinner with the girls, or calling in for lunch when shopping on a Saturday. So I definitely recommend it as a restaurant. It's a nice gastropub and very reasonably priced. As a bar, however, it lacks something. I think it might be that the music is loud enough to suggest a club, but there's no actual dance floor. I hate this in a bar because it means people dance where they're standing and the traffic flow gets messed up and I get stressed out trying to walk from the bar to the bathroom. No good. Your thoughts, Rex?
She has a point. I think the first time when we went in there to get a cocktail, it took some time to get served. It was a bit busy, but I liked the ambience, in fact. So I don't really have any complaints in that regard. And the other times I've been there, well, I seem to recall one time when they had someone just singing with a guitar. She was a very good singer.
Well, now a very positive review. 5 stars, our friend Abby C. from Arcadia in the United States. She's done a bit of a write-up for us here. Food and cost, she's given 5 stars out of 5. I came with my traveling companion for dinner last Tuesday. We both chose to take advantage of the Wig's meal deal, 2 courses for £10. What a great deal. For £10, we got to choose 2 items from 3 sections, starters, entrees, or desserts. I opted for the entree of the haddock risotto and a dessert of sticky toffee pudding with vanilla ice cream. The risotto was very good. It was flavourful. if not too salty, and had a great risotto texture that was creamy with a slight bite. There could have been more haddock, but the amount was satisfactory. The dessert was what blew the meal out of the proverbial water. The sticky toffee pudding was amazing. It was already moist and flavourful, but the syrup that it sat in added even more sweetness and moisture. I was left wanting more, and that was not due to a deficiency in serving size by any means. I would have given Wig the same 5-star rating even if the food was double the price. It was that good. Best £10 I spent in Ireland for a meal. So the ambience, 5 as well. The decor of Northern Wig is right up my alley. It's a classy mix of female glitz and glamour with a bit of something reminiscent of a masculine leather lounge. The large chandeliers that hang down from the ceiling kicks everything up a notch, and the large stone statues that fill the space is unexpected yet fits. Wig feels trendy, classy and upscale. The location, 5 out of 5 again, located on the corner of Bridge and Waring Streets. This restaurant was situated across from my hotel, which made it super convenient for shoppers in the surrounding area. From the Castle Court Shopping Centre and Victoria Centre, Wigs is only a short stroll away. Service, 5. Our waiter was super friendly and helpful. He was also very funny and joked with us throughout dinner. The food came out promptly after we ordered, and the courses came right after each other. Perfect. So overall, 5 out of 5. I couldn't have asked for a better dinner experience, and I would definitely return if I lived in Belfast. So that's friend of the show, Abby, from Arcadia in the United States. Yeah. What do you think about that one, Rex?
Yeah, that would align more with my experiences with the Northern Wig, actually. I think she has a point, and I think if you get easily stressed out by crowds and having to make your way through crowd to get to your bathroom, maybe so. But I think in terms of dinner experience, Northern Wig is definite value for money. And I really like the ambience. I like the statues as well. I like the leather seats. It's very nice.
Excellent. It was mentioned that the two courses for £10. We also ourselves availed of that today.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have?
Well, we had 3 courses. My courses was the popcorn prawns.
And how did that work out?
Yeah, it was all right.
In terms of prawns you've had elsewhere, how would it rate?
I would rate that about 3 out of 5. It was pretty good, but I didn't really think it was anything too special. And for my main, it was salmon fish cakes. That was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some of the better salmon fish cakes you've had?
Some of the better ones. So 4 out of 5 on that one. When you spend a tenner on 2 of these courses, it's pretty much brilliant.
Some dessert? What did you have for dessert?
I had pecan pie. Pecan pie. And that was really good. Couldn't have asked for a better one.
How did you find the service, Rex? There's a couple people on TripAdvisor have been complaining that they've been waiting too long to be seated and that people have just walked right past them, or the staff have actually clocked them and still not actually went up and seated them.
I didn't have that experience at all. Now, to be fair, it wasn't very busy when we came in. Can't really imagine that happening that much. Service was pretty good, so we were seated promptly, just the 2 of us. It was the same lady that served us the whole time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She was good, efficient. She wasn't personable or jokey or anything, but she was attentive and helpful, and she made sure that we had everything we needed. How about you, Ryan? What was your meal like?
Well, Rex, I started with the chicken wings, which were very good. They reminded me of the chicken wings you get in the Hudson or in Ryan's.
Oh, okay.
In Belfast.
Well, that's high praise.
No, it didn't have the great sauce that they have in Ryan's, which is amazing. Best wing sauce anywhere. But I found them very flavorful. Then next, after that, I had the Wig's own special burger. That was pretty good. A standard burger. I couldn't fault it. And then I had their chef's cheesecake of the day, which was caramel. And it was pretty nice. It was very filling, so I wasn't able to finish all of it. I did enjoy it as well. So overall, I'd say that it was quite a good place to eat. And again, for 2 courses for £10, you can't really beat that anywhere.
No, especially in an ambience like that. You know, you'd expect probably to pay a bit more for your food and to get something fancy, you know, something more fancy.
Hmm.
But, you know, I'm glad. I think it really works.
Yeah, I think so too. So, Rex, that brings us on to a new segment in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's my top five. So, Rex, this week I'm going to ask you, in keeping with our food theme at the moment,
mm-hmm.
what are your top five gastropubs in Belfast?
What I really like is the Cloth Ear. The Cloth Ear is one of my favourites.
Part of the Merchant, which we will be doing in a future podcast.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, I really enjoy the food at Lavery's too.
Oh, yes. There has, in recent times at Lavery's, though, been a bit of a long wait. Me and Charlie went when he was over, and the time we were quoted was an hour and a half. When Marty was here, we were quoted an hour.
Okay.
So, recently, it's been super slow.
They do warn you, though, when they say it.
They do warn you, but, you know, yeah. You'd expect better.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you get your food, their food is usually brilliant.
Mm. I don't like their wings. It's something about the sauce.
Yeah, but when you go for a starter at Lavery's, you should go for, I think, the nachos.
Where else, Rex? We've got the Cloth Ear.
We've got Lavery's.
Lavery's.
Well, I actually put the Northern Wig up there.
Yep, in the top five.
Yeah, definitely. And...
Witherspoons?
No. Let's not do that. Yeah, Robinson's. Robinson's is pretty good. They've got the bistro there, and that's really nice, especially if you have sung for your supper. So Shane really taking care of us there. And we had two steaks, and those steaks were really, really, really nice.
They were okay. Finalement.
Finalement. And McCracken's.
Oh, yes.
McCracken's was pretty good. Took us a long time to... actually be seated there, but once we did, it was a lovely meal.
Took like a year and a half.
Yep.
Every time we went in, they were closing or the food service had stopped.
It was worth the wait.
Excellent. Now, Rex, we've got to your favourite part. It's the recommendations. Who would you, Rex Quando, recommend the Northern Wig to?
People who like to go for a cheap bite and at least two courses. Got a very good deal there. People who like cocktails and arrive between 5 and 9. And people who would like to have a look at the statues and would enjoy this ambiance. It's slightly upscale. It's very classy, I think. And yet, it's not very expensive. So, I think that's a great combination to have. So, who would you recommend the Northern Wig to?
I would recommend the Northern Wig to that after-work crowd coming in for a cheeky pint at 5 o'clock. Maybe get a bit of food as well from that 2 for £10 menu. And for the weekends, I'd also recommend it for hen and stag parties because it lends itself well to that atmosphere.
Or at the back end of your Cathedral Quarter pub crawl. I think that would work well.
That's us wrapped up again for another Belfast podcast. So if you're listening to this today on Friday, we will be at Alibi tonight, Rex, in research for our next podcast. And along with the great people at Alibi, we have a deal on, don't we?
Do we?
Yes. Yes, we do, Rex. If you go to the doorman at Alibi and you quote us, the Belfast Podcast, you will get on their special Belfast Podcast guest list. That's tomorrow night, anytime between 10 and 11 p.m. Just quote the Belfast Podcast. So join us next Friday when we will be reviewing Alibi. And joining us again will be our great friend,
Gary Hutton.
Gary Frostbit Hutton. In the meantime, if you have any questions for Gary about Alibi, about pubs, any medical problems you've been having as well, you can tweet us at Belfast Podcast. So, I've been Ryan the Kid. This guy, he's been...
Rex Quando, apparently.
We've been the Belfast Podcast. Thank you, much love. Good night.
Good night. We'll be right back.
you want to fill me up as well?
Yeah, I'll fill you up as well. There you
go. Cool, Rex. Guess I'll go at the end.
Some more sugar.
What do you call this tea again, Rex?
This is organic Old Grey, Ryan.
Oh, that's very good. What is this?
This is...
Someone's trying to call you, Rex.
Someone's trying to call Paul.
Well, this will go with the back end as well. What? Hello, Paul.